you niggas know what the fuck it is, man. Shout out Canada. Shout out Rose, man, for real. Y'all already know making that connect. VHS hey. Boy, I'm rich. Yes.
Hey. My bitch look brand new. Yeah, that nigga said he got the flu. Every time I come up, yeah, they like how he do. Like, what is he doing? Like, how's he grinding so hard right now? He must be blessed. Look at him praying to God right now. Never put no hoe above God. That's just how it go, yeah, yeah. Every time I throw, she was throwing more. Every time I blow, she was blowing more. All this time she knew that I would blow. So she on the flow. Now she on the flow. Tell her when she drop, make it rock.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody? Robin here on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. As always, appreciate y'all for tuning in with me. You're beautiful. You're special. I love you. Of course, you can follow Pillow Talk Podcast on all major platforms, but you can follow me on iHeart as well, okay? All playback episodes will be available on iHeart. So turn me up, beam me up, stream me up, all of that, all of that. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Pillow Talk Podcast. That is where I go live for all of my interviews, as well as Twitter, E93 Robin. So shout out to the Twitter fam, okay? I get mad love on Twitter. It's a whole nother vibe on there. People are always inspiring me, encouraging me, giving me ideas, all of that. So if you're not following me on Twitter, damn it, you should. Bringing you guys today a brand new episode, and I am super excited about this interview. Rich Chris is one of my favorite artists in Lake County. Okay, let me tell you why. Because he's not afraid to be his truly authentic self. He's very transparent. He's original. And he understands that there is a prominence for a team. Anytime that you're an artist and you have that natural skill and you have just what that it is and you want to evolve and grow, you have to have a team and you have to inspire other people. And to me, Rich Chris does an amazing job of inspiring his guys, and they inspire him. They inspire each other. You feel me? And that's how you get on. In addition to that, he's definitely a raw, you know, lyricist, great at his beats, always showing mad love to the hometown. He's from Waukegan, and he's always got clips of Waukegan in his city, which I think is definitely dope. And a nigga can dress. So there you have it. This interview was lit as hell, okay? He beasted the trivia, which I was so proud of. I think I've only had like two other people get all of the trivia right, I think. I don't know. I have to go back. But he did his shit. We was a little lit. This nigga came in there with some damn Hennessy. I didn't drink none, but I'm just letting you know what the mood was. Shout out to you, Rich Chris. You're doing your shit. Keep listening. New episode dropping right now.
You got a successful
call. Oh, yeah. We official like a whistle. No, bitches get killed out here and shit. Damn. No, I really don't, because like the building be closed most of the time. You gotta have a passcode to come in that other side door, and then if not, that door is locked or whatever.
You see somebody like in a clown costume.
Wow, you got a lot of shit that went down. You went straight to the clown shit. No, that'll fuck me up, but fuck no.
Hell yeah, I fuck me up too. Hold on.
What do you do? What would you do in that situation?
I feel like you gotta hit him in the head.
What if you ain't got rotate. You gotta hit him in the head?
Yeah.
And you rotate.
You gotta like take all your might and hit him the hardest you can in that instant. And then you gotta like, you know what I mean, make moves. Ooh. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's what nightmares are made of. I don't know. Definitely not dying. I know that. Fuck you on road. Not gonna die. See that movie on DC? What movie is that?
He said, just by the sound of it, that just sound crazy.
What the fuck?
It's because he knew he went to prison because he was trying to get somebody to kill his son. So he like beat a cop up with a fucking pool ball and a sock.
Man, and then he made a gun.
That's a BET movie or that's a real movie?
It's a real movie, but he's still
a BET. Well, shit.
That's like real Jason Statham.
You ain't talking about that, Richard Dodger.
He snuck a bullet in the prison for like years. He was practicing how to make a gun. He snuck a bullet in the prison there. I made a fucking newspaper gun to shoot the dude.
That's crazy. The newspaper
gun. Wow. I feel a review coming on because what the fuck? Fine for his life. Hell to the no. That was interesting as fuck. We just had a very interesting pre-conversation real quick. What's up, everybody? Robert E here live in the building. If you are tuned in, make sure you share this video, share this video, share this video. Super excited to have my guest here in the building. And, you know, of course, like the superstar he is, he got a whole crew in the back. Shout out to the gang that's in the
back.
Shout
out VHS Club. What's up?
They in the cut. What's up? Rich Chris in the building. How you doing?
Relaxing, chilling, living life, vibing out, appreciating your place. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Chilling.
You're so nice. No, I appreciate that. You dope. Okay, for those that may or may not know, this man does it all, really, but really the music is why. I'm fucking with you the hardest, but you do a lot of shit. You don't just do music. You do a lot of things, so that's really dope. Where are you originally from? Where are you repping? What's the town?
Well, I'm from Waukegan, Illinois. Hmm. Like everybody else, I'm just trying to make it, you know?
Okay. Thanks. Growing up for you, what was your favorite thing to do out here? If you had a favorite thing to do?
I would say probably make beats at a young age. That's like.
Okay. Yeah. Profit child.
Yeah.
That's what's up. What you was drilling on the table with the pencils and shit?
Nah, well, I tried to get into band at a young age, but I don't know. I was upset because I couldn't get like a drum solo or like, you know.
Oh, okay. So you was playing
I didn't want to play. They tried to make me play xylophone, but I didn't want to play xylophone.
Why they try to make you play xylophone?
I want to play drums.
That's fucked up. Why they just try to make you play some shit you didn't want to play?
I don't know.
That just made you like not want to do it.
It was probably meant to be though, because then I quit. You know what I mean? Well, okay. I didn't want to do it. And things progressed, start making beats. So I became a drummer anyway, you know.
Okay. So you start making your own beats.
Yeah.
When did that start?
Well, I first made a beat in like 2007. Around like 2007-ish. But I wasn't really deeply into it then. Mm-hmm. I just had the program. Somebody had cracked the program, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I had the program somehow. I came upon it and cooked up a beat that young. It was smacking. I put it back on a BCD, you know, and gave it away. Everybody's like, who made this beat? The kid made it, you know what I mean?
The kid made that.
But yeah, then after that, probably like really got into it maybe like 2009, 2010.
Okay.
Like when Watch the Throne came out. When I seen Otis, I was like, I'm going to be famous rapper. Like,
nice.
Yeah.
What, that's one of your favorite albums?
I would say it's one of my favorite albums, no lie.
Okay.
It was like dead in the like the 2010 era. Mm. I know music was a lot different back then, you know what I mean?
Facts.
I feel like it was like innovative in a way. I'm a big Kanye fan too though.
I was gonna ask you too, who's your favorite artist? So Kanye, huh?
Yeah.
Why? Why you like Kanye so much?
Well, I like Kanye as an artist. I like his artistry. I think he has the best discography, you know what I mean, to me. In my opinion,
okay.
But I say I like Pharrell on production. That's like the producer that I kind of got into at a young age. I'll see him in the videos and like know he wasn't doing a song, so I'm like he must be doing something else. You know?
That's dope. I love Pharrell. I could see some Pharrell influence for sure.
Man, I would say shout out to Timbaland too, though. You know?
Facts.
For real.
Shout out to Timbaland. He worked with Aaliyah. I love me some Aaliyah.
What's your favorite Aaliyah song?
R.I.P. Okay, period. R.I.P. Shoot. I mean, I loved One in a Million too, but I liked Loose Rap that was on her last Aaliyah album. That was just like a regular song she had. And what's that one song? The one I gave my heart to. That shit was fire too. R.I.P. Aaliyah.
Yeah, she was classic. RIP Static Major too, as well.
Yeah, RIP Static Major.
Big one. That's a big influence as well, too, though.
I like that. Okay, you dropping some nice names. I like that.
I'm really into it as far as like the artistry go, as far as like music go, you know what I mean? I take it serious. It ain't really just like a thing, like a hobby, I'd say. Like, I really put the time in, you know. Digital clock, I put the time in, like the bar say. 5, 5, 5.
Okay.
For real though. Like, I really like study artists, study certain like movements, certain time frames. You know what I mean? Really like really into it. You feel me?
Facts. No, I like that though. That's how you put out good stuff, timeless stuff for sure, I feel like. Do you have a favorite like time period then of music then? Because you're talking about a lot of
I'm kind of like a time traveler when it comes to music. Like, I kind of like I like soul music a lot. You know what I mean? I like
Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, I like Marvin Gaye, but like I'd say probably my favorite. It ain't soul, but my favorite album I have to say Michael Jackson, Thriller though.
Oh, okay. No lie,
but
R.I.P. Michael Jackson.
But like the '80s, I don't know. I feel like the '80s and all that. It's all different though. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't really compare no era, even from 2010 to 2000, like now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like each era has its own thing. And like, to me, there's always somebody in front of the pack, like in every wave and every new, like every decade, it's always somebody that's very influential that people kind of feed off of within that decade.
Facts.
I just love studying, you know what I mean? From my perspective.
Okay. I like that. Get a little philosophical with it. I like that. That's dope. So what was the moment then for you when you stopped making beats where you was like, fucking, I'm just going ahead and get on the mic for real?
Well, originally I started making beats so I could rap. Mm-hmm. Like my bro D Glass, like, you know, we used to always rap over this John beat. It was Lil Wayne and Rick Ross.
Okay.
And like, for real though, like we had a beat CD. And we always had that beat, and I was just tired of like those beats and how they sound. I just wanted to kind of make my own sound, you know what I mean?
Like, okay. What is your sound like? How would you describe your sound then?
Well, I call my sound Monster Music. I got Monster on my shoes too, really. I mean, I can't put them in the camera though. But
I mean, very exclusive. You kind of could a little bit. Okay, the bitches go hard.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Okay, because you have the hat too. Yeah. Okay, we see you.
For sure. But for me though, just with like, how I mean about what I would describe like quote unquote monster music. Well, I just look at it as something like that's big, you know, something that's like a monster, something that's big, something that's euphoric and like stadium music. Like, I don't know, that's my whole vibe, you know what I mean?
Stadium music. Damn.
New term.
Period. Coin that.
You got to take that out though. Somebody gonna steal.
Coin that. Like, you need to coin it. Like, you said it.
I gotta make stadium music like rich.
Coin it. Coin that. Shit, that's a bold statement. That definitely make you feel like your music is top bar.
It's getting there, though. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm still climbing. Like, you know, this only the beginning. You know, I know I dropped five albums. You know, it's just the beginning. I don't know. Got a lot more coming.
Five albums. Definitely dropping a lot. Ooh, hold on. Let me try to play all this stuff. So it's not playing. Okay.
So I thought it was six. I probably thought it was more than that. I gotta think about it.
That's a lot.
A lot of stuff ain't getting put out. That's a lot.
Damn. You're consistent as fuck. What's that? The every year, the last couple years?
That's how I did three last year. I was on flame mode. I was in full. My hands was red. I was in flame mode. I was in there cooking. I had my chef hat on. And my brother Red Cloud, you know what I mean? It all started like, you know, I tell a story, Dream World story. So I got an album called Dream World. It's my third album that came out. And it was like an energy change. I don't know. I just locked into a whole nother mode. I went out of town. Damn near did a whole tape in a day. Like,
damn.
Bro was there, Red Cloud on the beat, you already know. My brother Red Cloud, though, we really cooked up and we finished the tape like no less than 2 days, the whole tape. And that kind of like started the whole like this surge in energy. Mm. And then that was in February of 2020, I believe. Yeah, it was the beginning of 2020. It's February 2020. So I'm telling you the story, though. It's a whole big
okay,
story.
Okay, I'm listening. Shit,
it's about to get crazy. Now it's about to get crazy. I'm like, all right, here we go. And then, so, you know what I mean? We teed up. Actually, it was before that. It was on 222. It was the leap year.
February 2nd.
It was like whatever, okay. Not 28/29. It was okay. February 29th.
Okay.
So I had my hard drive with me. I had everything on the hard drive, like from then to like 2017. And like all my music, everything. I dropped the hard drive on the 29th, on the leap day. Everything splat. You know what I mean? Everything crashed. It don't work. I lose everything.
Mm.
Clean out of there, but I'm just saying that story to say, like, since then I probably made 100 songs, and that was last year, February. Like, so it's just lit.
Damn, you know what I mean? Damn.
That's why I'm telling the story. Like,
damn.
Yeah, you see where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm going so crazy. Like, imagine having stuff you worked on for 3 years, probably longer than that, gone in a snap.
That just hurt my heart.
But it only made me better, though. You know.
So that definitely just gave you that drive. Like, fuck it, I gotta crank some shit out. Do you write everything? You like to just freestyle? Like, what is your creative process when you doing your shit?
I do both. I'm a from the hip type person. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm gunning from the hip, but for real, like, I don't really have a certain way of like really cooking up like that. It's just in the moment. Sometimes I freestyle. Sometimes I write. Mm. Sometimes like it'll be mumbles. Then I go back and like just depends.
Okay, I like that. So you don't wake up in the middle of the night like, damn, this would be a fire ass song. You just
nah. Usually though, I say anybody that really cook up knows when you got a hit, you got a hit. Like, I try to tell a lot of like artists, like really, you know, when you don't like something, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of people won't say like, I know if I go make something like the next person and like I don't like this, you feel me? Like I'm gonna tell myself I'm not finna sit there and be like, oh, this hard. I'm gonna put this up. Like, no, I ain't gonna play myself like that. I don't really rock with it. So
why do it?
I don't know. I feel like you should be able to just know, like, man, I don't like this. I don't rock with this song. And for me, usually I know when I got a hit.
Okay.
I play like 1,000 times this certain song.
You have to run that shit back like damn.
1,000 times, yeah, all day, every day. Cause I just know like this one decent. Like it sound good. You know.
Okay.
It's an internal thing. I feel like if you're an artist, though, you know what I'm talking about.
Deep down inside, you'll know.
Deep down, for real.
Facts. I like that. Serious about your shit. You ain't playing no games.
Applying pressure.
Look at all your gangs happening, Louis Kid. Put the VHS up. Look at Adrian Tober. What's up, nigga?
What's good? What's good?
My Red boy. DJ Q. What's good, DJ Q? I'm going to see you next week. His ass be lit, definitely lit. AJ Carlton, that's what's up. You definitely got your whole gang here. See, you got a whole crowd. They be coming through for you. I love to see it. So having a team is important to you?
Yeah. I mean, they've been saying it since we've been like fucking 3, 4. Teamwork make the dream work. You know what I mean? Yeah. They ain't never say it was a dream player. They say it was a dream team. You know what I mean? So you gotta get about your cream. Get your mind right.
Okay, then. Drop them off.
That's just all, you know what I mean? Free game.
I like that. Tell me about your team, your crew. Tell me about VHS.
Well, VHS is like, it's a movement, you know, more so than anything. It's just a home for creatives, you know what I mean? Hmm. It's something that's really, like, taking over. I feel like we're about to take over. Just everybody being themselves. And that's what I kind of like. I just want 100% everybody be themselves. Mm. I don't want to sound like one of the guys. I want everybody to have their own lane. Everybody be kings.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Shout out to VHS Club, the Fisher Club, a lot of members. I'm in here with D Glass, DeLenzo, LA Johnny. You know how I go.
No, that's shout out to the club. That's what's up. I like that. Y'all deep. Y'all rolls deep. It seems like it's a lot of y'all. How many of it?
Shit.
How many of the of y'all is there? If you had to,
I'd say off top, maybe like 11.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? That's just off top.
Okay. Facts. And y'all all do different shit, like different artists, like all different stuff y'all do together collectively.
Yeah, everybody, like I said before, everybody kind of has their own sound on wave. Like, I don't know. Ain't nobody really in nobody's lane of, like, everybody just do their thing.
Okay. So y'all help each other out, basically, what I'm saying? Like, when y'all doing shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all help each other make shit come to life, basically.
Yeah.
That's dope, though.
Yeah. We definitely, like, we all, like, we have our own lane, but we do mesh well together. We, like,
facts.
You know what I mean? Like, Power Rangers or something like that, you know?
Okay, because period.
I mean, everything come together or something. I can't think, you know what I mean? Just something, though. Everything come together. It is like, man, it's serious, you know?
Who's the Dream White Ranger? Team. Who's the White Ranger?
I mean, we ain't no Power Rangers for real. I was trying to use the analogy, you know what I mean? We VHS Club.
No, I'm just playing. No, that's dope.
We V Rangers.
That's dope, though. I like that. I like just that whole idea, though, of just having, like, a group of creators that just do shit together, though. Like, that's some dope shit. And it's hard to find that when you just, like, trying to just do things. People don't be understanding the vision. But it seemed like y'all all help each other out. Like, that's dope. I like that.
Everybody talented, too. Everybody is a star.
Thanks.
For real.
I love that. That's dope. Y'all got a YouTube and shit, too. Y'all be posting hella shit on there.
Yeah, we got just over now 204 videos. So we got a lot to go, you know what I mean? Get to that 500 mark and 1,000 mark, but...
Do y'all all decide what y'all put on there together? Like, okay, we're going to upload this shit. Because I'm pretty sure I got hella shit y'all never put on there.
Like, well, my bro, Michi Got It Lit. Shout out Michi Got It Lit. He make a lot of graphics. He goes crazy. Michi Got It Lit. Like, bro is really killing it with the graphics game. He's next level with it. And usually, either he would cook up some or just something that we have, we just post it. But, like, it's not, it doesn't really be like a strategical, hard thinking thing, but
okay, that's dope. I just wondered.
Shout out, Meet You Gotta Look.
I just wondered. I need me a little fake team or something for real, because should be. Shout out to Calvin West, though, because that's definitely my game. Shout out to him. No, that's dope, though. I like it. I like what you're doing. I definitely like your style. Stadium music, that's dope. I'm gonna have to use that.
You finna,
yeah. Look, I'm like, I'm gonna have to do a write-up. Use that shit real quick, because that's fire right there.
And you finna make an album. You know?
You know what I'm saying? That was a little fire right there. No, I like that, though. That's very descriptive to your music, you know, personally. So that's dope. I love that. Nice.
I feel like, did it help you kind of understand what I was talking about? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely. Like, I definitely am a late fan of yours, but once I tuned in and just kind of seen, like, the different variations of stuff and how long you've been doing stuff, like, five albums, that's a lot, though.
Like I said, I was in full Sagittarius mode. You know what I mean? I was on fire, though.
He was turned up.
I was just on flame mode. It just seemed like anything that really was getting cooked up at the time. Bro, no. Mm-hmm. Red Cloud, no. Like, literally. A lot of any beats, Red Cloud, producer. He was producer of the year last year. Like, any beat he sent through, though, we cook up, send it back.
Mm.
Like.
Oh.
Really hot, yeah.
And you shoot pretty much like most of your videos and stuff too, like yourself, or
yeah, we do everything mainly is in-house, you know.
Okay.
We try to keep it in-house because I mean I look at it too. If I got a camera and bro around me or whatever, whoever around me, like they may want to use the camera. DeLenzo shoot videos too. He shot the performance, his name in the video. Shout out DeLenzo. But like If bro next to me and I see you with me, like, mm-hmm. and I have the camera with me or something like that, mm-hmm. fuck it, you gonna learn how to shoot. Like,
okay.
Everybody learn something, you know?
Okay, because y'all can learn some shit today. Seriously, though, for real. Niggas be hating. That's why I'm asking, you know, about it, because motherfuckers act like they too good to learn skills and ask questions when they don't know shit. Like, nigga, you want to learn? Let's learn, motherfucker. Like, let's yeah. both benefit from this situation and get on.
I feel like for me, I just been on like I used to do camera stuff. So yeah. I've been on both sides of like, right. I shot videos before. I did all these things. So I don't look at it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I'm just saying. Y'all need to get about your chest, learn some skills. No, that's dope though. I love that. I love that you got a nice little flow, and I feel like your videos stand out. They're just you. They're authentic. They're just y'all shit. I love the whole aura that y'all got going on with the VHS aesthetic. That's fine.
I love it.
That's fine.
Appreciate you.
I like that. I like that.
Appreciate you.
I definitely like that. So now, of course, I want to get into this trivia because, you know, that's what I like to do on Pillow Talk. Let me go ahead and send me a little. You good? You need to pull up? You all right?
Yeah, I'm doing decent. I got a little taste. For real, this ain't nothing.
A little corner. All right, y'all. Make sure y'all share this video. Do not help him. Friends in the back. Because we got people here today. So do not help him. He got it. He got it, friends. All right, let's go. First question. What movie is Quincy McCall from?
Yeah, I'm pretty zooted. I don't know. I can't even think right now. I'm thinking about straight music questions, is it? I gotta go on my think log real quick. Love and Basketball.
Yes, look, okay.
I had to think about it a little
you
bit.
Did.
Now, I'm in a hole.
Said hole. Let me switch gears real quick.
I'm trying to think like it's something, you know what I mean? Something that I'm missing that I didn't say, you know what I mean? I'm thinking hard about it.
Yes, that is correct. You got it though. You got it. Next question.
Man, it's getting hard already.
It's only the second. Only the second question. Relax.
We back at it. Let's go.
You got me dead. Tell me it's hard already. Okay. Dejounte Jones is from what Black Kids cartoon? Her friends were Sticky, La Cienega.
I'm going to get it wrong, but I'm going to go with Proud Family. I'm wrong.
Yes! It's right. Look, yes!
Oh, I need to go on Jeopardy.
Look. Look, he's sweating like, oh, shit, I got it right.
I need to go on Jeopardy for real. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. Proud Family, that fire.
I'm trying hard to cheat. I'm like, man.
You ain't got to do that. You got it. Okay, you got it. Next question. You got me dead. What was the name of 50 Cent's first album?
That's easy. Get Rich or Die Trying.
True.
He had a mixtape before that, though.
He did. You get a bonus point if you know what that's called.
Let me see. I know 50 Bars and Running was on there. I think it's called 50 Bars and Running. I used to listen to it, but I can't think of the name though. What's the name of it? Oh, don't tell me. It gotta be some real New York shit. It gotta be like the wind blows on my Timbos. I don't know. Bulletproof 50. I don't know.
The wind blows on my Timbos.
I don't know. I got that one wrong.
Damn.
I know he had a chain on it. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just can't think of the cover.
From Ashy to Classy.
Damn. Okay. Damn, I would have never knew that.
But you snapped though, because you knew though. He had some other shit. I only did that to, because you know, your music motherfucker. Check you out. You got the point anyway though, period. I love that. Who made the song This Is Why I'm Hot?
Mims.
Yes.
Well, I'm finna go on Jeopardy. Sign me up, bro.
You going crazy.
I'm finna go get this $1 million and start running around the stadium.
You going crazy. Talking about me get this.
I won.
Next question. Method Man and Redman went to college in what movie?
Oh, that's easy. That's How High.
Yes.
Yeah, that's easy. That was the easiest one.
How High. I love that movie. Period. I love that movie. Bobby Valentino's first solo song was what?
Man, shout out Bobby Valentino too. This is Bobby Valentino. So his first official song was a Slow Down.
Mm-hmm.
Was a Slow Down. But I know he was in a group before he was a solo artist.
Get a bonus point. What's the name of the group?
Same thing. I can't think of the name. No. The group is called Black. It's not. Is it?
That's the name of the song.
That's the name of the song. I can't think.
But you got the name of that song though. Okay. You're going crazy. What's the name of the group? You get a bonus point.
Damn, it's like I can think of it, but I just can't think of the name. That's so wild. Like I can think of the group,
He going crazy.
I just can't think of the name, though. I don't know.
That's Mister.
That then I would have never got that. That's it. This Mister. Yeah, that's crazy.
You going crazy, though. Look at you up, music buff. Look. Blackberry Molasses was a banger.
That's what it's called, Blackberry
that
Molasses.
That song.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I'm like,
that right. was a banger. Period. You going crazy. Check you out. Okay, last question. Before House Party, Kid and Play did a movie called what?
Oh, that's easy. Class A.
Yes!
I need my $1 million. The confetti supposed to follow me.
Went crazy. You snapped. I love to see
Let's
it.
Let's go.
I love to see it.
I want to give a shout out crazy. To the world. This is my acceptance speech.
No, you went crazy, though. You got them all right. See?
Man, I'm blessed.
You did your shit. People be tweaking out about the trivia. It didn't even be that bad. You did crazy. I love to see it. You did your shit. I love to see it. So you also you got 150% everything.
Man, extra credit.
You got everything right. You got everything right. You almost got the other bonus point. You got the but I'm gonna get that one to you anyway, because motherfuckers didn't know 50 Cent had that other Wawasee, but you knew.
Yeah, I'm a big 50 fan.
So that's dope.
Cool. I had the clean version of Get Rich or Die Trying in 2004.
You said the clean version. I remember my folks used to really go get CDs and shit, Dang. Though. LimeWire. Had a big virus on my computer for a while. Yeah, but you did your shit, though. The trivia was definitely lit. I'm definitely proud that you went crazy like that.
Hey, John.
That was dope. Oh, he said he need you to pull him up.
Oh, that's all good.
But you also are lit, too, when you do your performances and shit. You be turned up on stage.
I try to be turned
You be on a whole nother mode. Like, what do you do to prepare before you go out on the stage? Do you have your Eminem moment, palms
are
sweaty?
Like, we're going to look back at this, you know what I mean? It's probably go viral, like super viral, you know what I mean? When everything unfold. But to keep it 100, though, like, no lie, I usually, like, listen to songs with my headphones like, after I cook them up. And I'll literally just play them loud like all day. And everything that I do, I just had a headphones in. Like, that's weird shit.
What, up until or right before you go on?
Nah, not right, like probably before I go. Like maybe if I go. But I'm just saying, like in general, like I won't say performing, but I'll be lit, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I'll be lit. Like I'll make a beat or whatever. I'll be lit. I'll be zoned out just in my own element. That's what I'm saying. I know what I'm saying. It's like,
okay,
you know, years later, it's like, damn. But yeah, like just lit, complete chaos, lit, going crazy.
That's but
that usually just get all the nerves off of me though. Like, you know, that's why I could be so lit in the show, because it's just like I'm listening to it when I'm just alone, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like it's nothing weird because like I've already did this. I already was just lit.
So you don't have stage fright or none of that shit. You never had that.
Nah, I don't really got stage fright.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm chilling now, but usually I like to talk. I like to I could talk in the room full of people, basically. Yeah.
You got a loud voice too. Your shit project like a motherfucker, so
that'd be that bamboo.
Oh, okay.
Now that'd be that bamboo or the Henny or something like that. Champagne. That's what that'd be champagne.
Okay.
For real.
No, that'd I like that though. You be lit.
Yeah.
You be lit though. Do you have a favorite performance you've done so far? Where you was just really like, that was your shit.
Trying to think. So we low key to have more than I could like, you know, think. Time been rolling by. I think probably last year I had the straight Boosie fade too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I got a little growth in a year, you feel me? But last year, October time, shout out to Crisis of Dawn. It was at the art park that he had. We had went there, tore the club up. It was lit. It was just a whole vibe.
Tore the club up. Okay.
Shout out Lyrics Fresh. But we definitely tore the club up. And I don't know. I just like that vibe because it was like, it was kind of like fall time vibe. Hmm. You know what I mean? And I just like I could wear like my puppy coat and like
okay,
I don't know, T up in my, you know, T up in my full uniform. Like,
talk about your uniform.
Yeah, I just felt like,
you, man, powered up when you put that motherfucker on. That motherfucker powered you up.
I had on a big
up.
Coat. I was T, taking the coat off, throwing the coat. I was just
boozy bag. Look, I think it's fuck. Okay. Really? A vibe. I like that. So you get in mode, you get perform. You put on superstar glow. That's what that sounds like. You throwing that cape. And you...
Well, I just don't want to, like, I don't want to give people like 50 cent worth, you know what I mean? Or a penny worth. Like, so you come to a Rich Chris VHS Club show, I'm going to be lit. I'm going to be out of there. Now, you're going to remember at the end of the night, you be like, I don't really know. I ain't really like Buddy. You know what I mean? I ain't really fuck with Buddy like that. But that nigga was lit. He was like, that was a fucking rock star. That's all you going to say, for real. That's all that be mattering. Like, so you may not like the song. You're going to be like, yeah, he killed that performance, though. That shit was smacking.
Okay. As they should. They probably is going to like the song, though. Fuck it.
Man, you know what I mean? But everybody have different taste and, like, different taste and just what they like. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Like,
yeah.
I think that's the miscue today in today's time, like, just because you say you don't like something, you hating automatically. Like, when in reality, it ain't like that, because everybody don't. It's a lot of stuff I don't like.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, I won't judge somebody because they like it. Like, mm-hmm. So I just thought that just ain't.
Fact.
That just ain't me. But.
You ain't lying. Damn. That's crazy you said that. I was going to ask you about how you deal with criticism or just negative response. But you damn near said it. Shit, it is what it is. Everybody ain't going to like your shit.
Nah, I mean, for me, I know a lot of people may not like me, like I said, but I don't know. I don't really be thinking about that, though. Like, I feel like regardless if they like you or don't like you, it's still going to be the same result. Like, they still going to talk about you. Like,
facts.
So you might as well put on your ski mask. You know what I mean? Get lit. Go on the stage. Do your thing. Get lit. Because at the end of the day, it don't matter. They're going to hate you regardless. Make them hate you. For real, make them hate you. Go so hard where they just got to be like, man, I hate this thing.
Okay. I like that. I'm gonna, yeah, definitely. Drink one more time. No, I like that, though. Definitely need to go harder because fuck what they talking about. Especially when you know your shit is good. You definitely got to be your most supportive fan. So
you do. Definitely do.
I like that. Okay. You got a radio voice. You know that?
I've been told. Now I'm just
wondering. Look, you try to throw it on real quick. For real, you need to say like a line from like a Quiet Storm, Whispers in the Dark.
Whispers.
For real, I'm so serious. Like, y'all think I'm playing? Shit, I'm serious as hell.
I got one. VHS Club Radio.
I'm just saying.
I always got it. You know me, Brandy.
You definitely got that voice, though. Everybody don't got that voice, but you got that voice.
Thank you.
So that when you're for real, thank you. When you're not creating or doing your music or any of the thing with VHS, what do you do like in your spare time? What's free time? What's like fun time for you?
There is no fun. Every day is work. No, I'm just fine.
Look, okay. I'm like, get wrong. Niggas be working a lot, but.
Nah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, everybody know. Like, I be cooking up all the time. If I'm not, I'm helping somebody cook up. So, like,
okay.
I don't know. I'm just kind of always doing music, though. Like, regardless, it's always something. Even if I'm doing something else, I'm on my way listening to a beat or something, or I'm doing this. You know what I mean? It's always. But like I said, I don't really look at music as a hobby no more. Like, what's the 10,000 hour rule or whatever? It's like 90, whatever they say. Like, I don't know. I feel like I surpassed it. I feel like I just like music. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Just got a love for it.
Okay. So that keeps you motivated, just your pure love for music.
I just appreciate it. So I don't know. I feel like of course, there's times where I feel uninspired. You know what I mean? I'm human, but it's also like just a lot of history that I don't know about. Man, a lot of times it inspired me. It's all type of music. It's music in Africa, it's music from England, okay. Australia. Indiana, anywhere.
Yeah.
For real, though. Like, okay. All over the world. For real, old music. Music from the 1920s.
Yeah.
For real, though. Like, a lot.
The UK be going crazy though. I definitely got some videos I'm gonna rotate.
Who your favorite UK artist?
I don't have one.
No.
I just like the sound. So I'm gonna try to find a favorite UK artist.
You like UK drill?
Yeah, it's decent. That shit decent to me.
You like that?
I like the way they sound when they rapping that shit. And I like you know, like Afro beats and shit. Like okay. That shit be going crazy. Aria Star, she's a fire Afrobeat star. She's fire as fuck. But yeah.
I don't think I've heard. You finna put me on. I don't think I've heard. You said Afro Star?
Aria Beats.
Aria Beats.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Aria Star. I'm sorry.
Aria Star. Okay, okay.
Aria Star. That's her name. But she's Afrobeat. She's fire. And yeah, she dope as fuck.
Yeah, you about to put me on. I'm going to have to check her out.
She just made me think about that. But no, I like that though. Because I feel like you like a lot of different shit. And that influences like what you do a little bit too.
Yeah, I don't really want to be an artist that's like in one pocket. But really, I mean, I feel like for me, that's just the influence. Like I said, I'm a big fan of Kanye West. So I feel like that's kind of where that came from. Just me liking his art and being inspired by it. Just something that I noticed, like, you know, nothing ever really be the same.
Yeah.
In that moment, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Period. So what else can we expect from you this year?
And I forgot my list. Let me see.
Oh wow. Go ahead, boy. Go ahead. We got time. Make sure y'all tap in with my boy though. I got his IG scrolling up here and then the VHS Club production. So make sure y'all tap in with them, G. They're really fucking lit. I'm not gonna lie to you. They're lit as fuck.
It's lit.
They're lit as fuck. They done brought some Hennessy in here, y'all. I'm just gonna leave it at that. So make sure y'all tap in. Of course, you guys can always tap in Pillow Talk Podcast as well, streaming on all major platforms. And this episode will be streamed on iHeartRadio next week. So make sure that you search and follow me. You dig? You dig?
All right. So we're like everything that's just coming with me and VHS Club. Like in this month, shout out to Walkman. Walkman tape is dropping this month, July. We finna be lit.
Okay.
Walk a dog. For real though. Like shout out Walkman. The best R&B singer. Let me lean to the camera. The best R&B singer. I don't know who is it. What they say, Jacquees is the king. Jacquees not the king no more. VHSP is the king. Best R&B singer. Let's go. VHSP, he working out of state. Shout out Z Ricky. My brother Z Ricky, he working on the tape as well. You know, Eatery coming soon. For real though, shout out Z Ricky, tape coming soon. My brother Red Cloud, shout out Reese, little bro Reese. They got a collab album coming as well. Cloud 777 is coming. I actually think they call it Cloud 7. It's coming real soon though. We cooking that up. Me and my bro D Glass, we got that 50 Stankin' Rich still on the way. Anybody that really been in tune with us, you know what I mean, from a year ago.
Can I just say, y'all, this nigga, he cool as fuck. You want to pop in on the camera real quick? Because listen, this nigga is back here cool as hell, G. He got these shades on right now. He got his chain popping. Listen.
We lit though.
I'm trying to tell you. The people need to see you because you in full superstar mode. Shout out to you.
50 Stankin' Rich coming soon. But we, like I said, me and my bro D Glass, we got a collab tape coming very soon. We really been chefing it up. We dropped a banger. Well, really, you know what I mean? Bro just did a banger. It was called Act. This said, I don't know how to act. Smile, turn around, count the stack, for sure. But bro, we dropped a banger. I hopped on it. And then that was like the first time I ever went like viral, like just seen like how it is to go viral. You know what I mean? We was making some wild like videos to it. Promo. It was about a year ago, like I said. It was really going up, like really going up. Mm-hmm. So we just really locked in and started cooking up a tape just based off of that vibe. So 50 Stankin' Rich coming soon. And then, you know, to cap it off though, album number 6 on the way too. You know what I mean? Been cooking up too on the side.
Okay.
For real. Album number 6 on the way.
This nigga said for real.
But big thing though, we got a We got shirts coming soon. We're really trying to push the merch wave. And really just get this out there. Just something else. You know, we already had the first original shirt come out.
Because period. But,
you know,
right. I mean, the shirt I was supposed to. No, I'm just kidding. This is nice though, y'all.
For real though. We got the merch coming soon.
That's
though.
Fire.
We're really trying to just push that. Also, as far as with the merch, we got my bro Lyrics Fresh. He got a new tape coming out. He dropped that Hood Pharmacy last year. My bro got bars.
Damn.
Killing with the bars though, for real.
You said a lot of projects just then.
And then we also have Michi Got a Lit. Like, you know what I mean? The list goes on. He thought I was done. But we got Michi Got a Lit. He's dropping another tape. He gonna get them lit for real though. Michi Got a Lit. We just dropped a song yesterday, me and Michi Got a Lit. You know, something that we kind of been holding on for a little bit, not too long though.
You just dropped the song, you said?
Yeah, I've been trying to drop a song a week just to like get a momentum going, you know what I mean? Just show like we still here, we still doing it. For real though.
Okay. Facts. That was a lot. That was a lot that was said right there. That was a lot that was said.
Shout out Lil B too.
Who was that?
Bass God.
Oh, okay. You took a shot. Bass God, period. You threw it back. I'm like, oh shit. No, that's dope though. You said a whole plethora of things. Like, you gonna be dropping promos so people can know like shit's dropping. It's all gonna be on the VHS page. Like, how can we know where shit's at?
So first, like I said, in this month we're gonna do Walkman's tape. It's coming later this month. We're gonna drop the exact date here pretty soon. We're gonna start a big promo push for it. It'll be out. Everybody see it. Everybody be lit. We've been performing a song off there called Walkman Type Beat. We really been going crazy with it. That was a song we had did at the last show. We was super super lit. Like, but bro, Walkman, shout out Walkman. Like I said, I keep saying it. We going crazy though. We gonna really start them off with that Walkman and get everybody teed. But that's coming this month for sure. And then we just gonna start the official rollouts for everything else the next following month. You know what I mean? Give it a little time to a window to
breathe a little bit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? For it to go up. It's gonna go up.
Okay.
Walk a dog, you know.
Thanks. Okay, I'm fucking with it. I love the consistency for sure, and all the variations of shit y'all dropping. That's dope.
Yeah, we got a lot coming. Definitely got a lot. You know, I think it's just the work that everybody individually puts in, and just kind of the little things. You know, you don't really think about. Just everybody, like from bro from Red Cloud sending me beats to anything. You know. It may not seem like it's really doing nothing, but it's a lot, you know what I mean? It's little things. It's like building little blocks. You know, just starting to train to work. I feel like that's all this music game is about, or just art game in general, anything, business. It's just work, constantly working. Mm. Work when they not working.
Okay, work when they not working. Facts.
For real.
I like that though. Nice. Rich Chris in the building dropping big gems. Big gem for us. We got a lot we're expecting from you, I guess, this year, because you definitely said a lot of stuff. So I'm going to be tapped in. You know, if y'all dropping videos or performances or anything like that, make sure you let me know so I can let other people know too.
Yeah, I just want to say too, as far as like with the club, we definitely still are looking for more and more talent too. You know what I mean? We just looking for other creatives too.
Okay, y'all.
Like, I don't know. I ain't got no hate towards nobody. So I be trying to work, trying to cook up. I'm trying to, even though some people that I may have like seen like I didn't want to work before. Like, I'm just trying to go forward and work. Mm-hmm. I seen somebody interview. They was like, "Do you really want to be the artist 10 years from now?" Like, fuck, I ain't do no features. So like, I was like, damn, that is true. Like, you know, you never did no features. Really, nobody like. Just random, like your time gonna go by, you're gonna look back like damn. But
that shit true as fuck. Hold on, cause shout out to Miss Danielle Macklin. I see you, Queen. I see you too, Queen. Cause period. Gotta represent. Who's this? Ronaldo? Ray? Reynaldo?
That's me.
Oh, shit. Look, my ass. Because you got aliases. Because hold on. Just another name on IG. Because hold on.
Yeah,
my bad. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Make sure y'all share this and tap in with Rich Chris, because clearly they're looking for more people to join the team. If you're interested in just branching out, man, for real,
we looking to work, you know what I mean? Kind of like I was told, like, you don't gotta really be like attached to somebody, like, you could be your own boss too. Mm-hmm. That's something I always try to push. Like, I wanna see people with their own groups, with their own crews, them bringing their homies, you know what I mean? Cause I be cool with some people, but like, I know they ain't, we may not be the coolest in the world, but like, I know you may have homies that you trust more, that you feel like you have more time investing into them more. Like, that's my thing. I just be wanting to show people, like, you could be a boss too. You could bring everybody together, you know what I mean? It just take one person to hustle everybody in, and more people gonna do it. Everybody doing it, you're gonna start, the engine gonna start going. You know, I watched this, shout out, bro, he put me on too. We watched this Sauce Walker interview, and he was talking about a car. And what Sauce Walker was saying, like, that the car can't work on its own. Like, a car needs every part to work. Like, and that's how, you know what I mean? You should be with a team. Like, you need a driver, you need an engine, you need brakes, you need, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just how it is with a team too. You need everything.
Facts. No, I love that though. You ain't lying. You ain't lying about that shit.
I just want to push that though. Like, bro, anybody can literally, everybody knows five other people. Like, you can literally just see the potential in them and bring everything together. Like, that's all you got to do.
Okay. Facts. You're not lying about that. Absolutely. Make sure you want to tap in with people that see the dream and see the potential in you so you can do what the fuck you need to do. Period. I fuck with that wholeheartedly. So I do got your IG scrolling here on the bottom, but where else can we stream your music?
Shout out Instagram too. You can find me at, I got my own website too. It's lit. You find me at richchris.com, RXCHCHRIS.com. Or, you know what I mean? You can go to Apple Music. What they got, Google Play. You could even ask Siri. You know what I mean? If you get real eager.
Wait, is it RX?
Yeah, RX. You can ask that Siri, though. Go on Google, though.
Is this what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, cause period, niggas got websites out here. Y'all better stop playing with the boy. What you talking about? Richchris.com, motherfuckers. Look, stop playing with the boy. Fuck you talking about? Go to the website, ho. That's how you do it, bitch. Go to my website. Go to my website, ho. No, you ain't lying. Mine's is not Pillow Talk, but my blog. I definitely, hey, bitch, go blog. Go look up my shit. You lit. I we love to lit. See it.
We all lit. My bro got a website too, Lyrics Fresh. He got his apparel on there as well.
Okay.
Lyricsfresh.com. Anybody that's in tune, shout out Lyrics Fresh. Get you a shirt.
Get you a shirt. Hopefully I get my shirt soon.
Yeah, you're gonna get your shirt soon.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna have a special one for you.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be the Robin E exclusive edition.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I just feel like I could get an exclusive shirt. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I got you.
You know. It could be a little nice. No, but I appreciate you sliding through Pillow Talk Podcast for sure. You're one of my favorite artists here in Lake County. And a big part of why I like you is because, right, you a team player. Motherfuckers out here really not understanding that whole concept, but I just love the way you, you know, went into depth with that. That was dope.
And just thank you. And I want to say what you're doing too is legendary. I mean, maybe it was somebody in the past doing what we both do. I don't really know. But in this time, right now, though, you really killing it. You're doing your thing. Definitely stay at it. Keep applying pressure.
Thank you.
Definitely feel like you're going to be very successful.
Thank you.
We're going to look back at this like years from now. Like,
I hope so when I'm in my mansion, you feel me? Getting these millions. But I want to be doing a lot of stuff with kids once I get situated. So I fuck with that. Okay, because period. Delonte said, get you a shirt. Okay, he coming through, because get you a shirt. Get you a shirt. Oh, let me throw the Lyrics Fresh Apparel, okay, up on there. Shout out to, who's that, Jermaine Harris? Okay, because you got your people coming. I love to see it. I love to see it.
That's all I love. Shout out Louis Kidd. Louis.
Shout out to Louis Kidd.
Wait a minute. We got to pause the show. We got it. Where the ref at? The fucking ref at? They need to throw a flag. Man, my bro, he just dropped a banger, though. Louis Kidd just dropped a banger. Go on Apple Music. Spotify, type in LUEYKIDD, Louis Kidd. You're going to see it. Look, it got the Stewie Griffin on there.
Okay.
It got the Stewie Griffin on the cover. Bro just dropped a classic. Like, for real, it's a banger, banger, banger. Like, for real.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to have to go check your
shout
shit
out. Shout out, Louis Kidd.
I'm going to have to go check it out. Shout out to my boy, Alan Wilder, of course, showing love. Shout out to Gang in the building. Appreciate you, Gang. Make sure everybody that tuned in tonight, share this video, man. Make sure y'all tap in with Rich Chris and VHS, because they are lit. Okay, they got a lot of shit coming y'all way. Of course, y'all can always tap in with me as well, too. Robin E, follow me on IG. You feel me? Ooh! Just kidding.
We lit.
No, I do appreciate you for sliding out, though. You definitely came through and dropped some gems. We've been being supposed to do this, so I'm happy it happened.
You know what they say, good things come to those who wait, you know?
Thanks.
It's the realest ad ever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink today. Appreciate all y'all for tuning in tonight. Make sure you subscribe to Pillow Talk Podcast, streaming on all major platforms. And of course, sending love and light to everybody, man. Thank you so much. Peace out.
Okay. It's lit.
Where's the cup? I don't even see my cup. I got a little cactus. Cute. Right?